The Power of the Blood of Jesus, Updated Edition, The Vital Role of Blood for Redemption, Sanctification, and Life. Written by Andrew Murray, narrated by Scython Williams. Preface. This book is a translation of portions of messages by my late father, Reverend Andrew Murray, M.A., D.D., on The Power of the Blood of Jesus, which so far have appeared only in Dutch. The translator is the Reverend William M. Douglas, B.A., who was my father's intimate friend and associated with him in connection with the South African Keswick Convention movement for many years. During my father's lifetime, he permitted Mr. Douglas to translate his book, The Prayer Life, and after my father's death, Mr. Douglas became his biographer. After reading this manuscript, I believe the translation is excellent. He has reproduced the thoughts of my father exactly. I am certain blessings will result from the prayerful and thoughtful listening to these chapters. Trusting you may learn to value and live in the experience of the power of the precious blood of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, I remain yours in the Blessed Master's service, M. E. Murray, Clairvaux, Wellington, Cape Province, South Africa. Chapter 1. What the Scriptures Teach About the Blood. Not without blood. Hebrews 9:7. God has spoken to us in the Scriptures in numerous parts and in various manners, but the voice is always the same. It is the word of the same God. For that reason, treating the Bible as a whole and receiving the witness it gives in its various portions concerning definite truths is essential. In this way, we can recognize the place these truths occupy in the heart of God. We can discover the foundational truths of the Bible, which demand attention more than others do. These truths stand prominently with each new development in God's revelation. They remain unchanged when the dispensation changes, and they carry a divine suggestion of their importance. In the following chapters, my objective is to show what the Scriptures teach us about the glorious power of the blood of Jesus and the wonderful blessings secured for us. I cannot lay a better foundation for my exposition or give a better proof of the matchless glory of that blood as the power of redemption than by asking my listeners to follow along through the Bible. We will see the unique place that is given to the blood from the beginning to the end of God's revelation of Himself to man as recorded in the Bible. Clearly, no single scriptural theme.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?